Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. I'm not your typical podcaster, and I'm completely new to this. So what better way to learn than to start with someone who is a podcast expert himself? With years of experience of running a highly successful podcast named This Week in Lotus, Stuart McIntyre knows all the ins and outs of podcasting, as well as a lot about blogging, speaking, and IBM Connect. So here it goes. But who was actually running this interview? Oh well, I'll learn as we go. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Femke, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. Good to speak to you again.
It's certainly good to speak to you. So you're getting ready to go to Connect in 3 days?
Yeah, I fly out on Friday, so looking forward to that.
Okay, so that's a bit earlier than the conference is actually starting, because the conference is starting on Sunday, I guess. What's the reason that you're going there earlier?
I've done it various different ways over the years. I think this is my 10th Lotus Fear / Connect. So I've done it a few different ways, sometimes flying at the last minute and occasionally flying in a few days before. And Friday's kind of worked out to be the best kind of combination for me, a balance between spending time with my family and spending time with the crew in Orlando. And going out on Friday means I can get a little bit of time to get over the kind of 8-9 hour flight, and then on Saturday meet up with the community folks. So there's some events on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon and into the evening, which for me are a great start to the conference. So whilst I could fly in on Saturday and still make all the content, it would mean missing out on Sunday.
You're going to Connect for the 10th time, you said?
Yes. Yeah. So I think this is my 9th one in Orlando, and I've been to one of the European ones way back in time as well.
Okay. And you're going to be a speaker this time?
I am. Yeah. Been very honoured to be selected as a speaker. I've got a session on Monday afternoon, which is all about the unstoppable force of social business, meeting the sort of immovable objections that people have to collaborating online. And I'm basically looking at how customers and users that I've dealt with in my career have kind of objected to some of these tools we've given them, how we've got around that or how we've dealt with those objections, and how we've come out the other side with a much more sort of sharing culture within those organizations. So it's really best practices meets some business logic, really, and just talking about that.
Just from somebody who has been there as a speaker as well as just as a participant, but what are the differences for you for being a speaker this time and not just a participant?
There's an extra level of stress, I think. That's probably the main one. In many ways, it's down to the luck of the draw of when your session is. I'm very fortunate that mine's on the Monday. So, yeah, it's basically at the start of the conference.
Yeah,
so
you get it out of the way then.
Yeah, absolutely. You always feel so much more relaxed once it's gone. I mean, other people may have 3 or 4 sessions, so they'll be doing stuff all the way through the week. But I think that's the key detail. It's also just, you have to be professional about it. You know, it's a tremendous honour and a privilege to see one of these events. It's a 5,000 person plus event. If you do a good job, you may have 500 people in the room watching you. So, you know, you can't just turn up and do your thing and walk off again. So you need to be making sure that you're well prepared. You've got the right levels of energy and you're eating well and all those kind of things that are just part of presenting professionally. It's just making sure I do a good job for the organizers and for the people that come to watch.
Okay. Do you get nervous when you speak?
I do. This will probably make you laugh. I've noticed somebody who doesn't get that nervous doing podcasts and that kind of thing. But yeah, absolutely. It's a big stage. It's a big audience.
Yeah. Do you have any rituals that you do before you go on stage or anything that you have to do to make it a
success? That's a great question. Well, one thing I definitely don't do, which is change the config of any of my equipment in the sort of 48 hours before I present. And I know other people have done that in the past, installing fixes and so on, which have caused problems. I try to be really careful about that. I try to make sure my equipment's ready to go. In terms of rituals, just Take some deep breaths and try to really enjoy it. Try to relax into doing a good job. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. But at the same time, I can totally imagine that once it's over, it's really a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, you've done it yourself, Kerry. I don't want to ever make it sound like I don't enjoy doing it, because I do tremendously. It's a real buzz to be asked to present and to do a good job, hopefully, when you do it. And I would hate to knock anybody from doing that. I think it's somewhat daunting. When you walk up those, it's only three or four steps onto most of the stages, but you walk up there, suddenly you're high above many other people. The lights are in your face. You can't necessarily see people that well, and you launch into your presentation. And actually, I've got the easy end of it this time, and I've got no demos. Mine's all slideware and chatting, really. People that do very in-depth technical demonstrations, there's a huge amount that could go wrong, and most often does. So they're the ones that deserve the plaudits, really.
When you're looking at your days at Connect, I mean, what could you just describe what a typical day for you looks when you're at Connect, if you can call it typical at all, of course, because it's only 5 days a year, but you've been there so many times. Can you just take us through the day?
It's a very long day, and folks that you leave behind. So I have a wife and children that they always laugh at me and say, "Oh, it's a jolly you do. You see your friends. You have a good time," and all that is true. But it's also a very intense, very long, very hard day. And so I would, suggest people prepare well for that. Let's pick Monday, for example, is a good day. So Monday is the first day of the conference proper, when all the attendees are there on site. And so the main OGS, the opening general session, starts at about 8:30. So to get a good seat, you need to be down there probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. So it's breakfast first, then get ready for the OGS. In my case, I tend to live blog that or tweet it or cover it in some way or another. And then it's sort of straight from that into a coffee break, and then into sessions after that. Lunch is served downstairs in Connect. There's a huge dining hall with probably, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 tables. You get to sit with the people you enjoy sitting with. So it's always good to meet up with people before you head down there. The afternoon is probably four, maybe five sessions. And so you can pick and choose the ones you want to go to from various different tracks. In my case, as a presenter on Monday, I'll be probably taking time out before mine to make sure I go and check my technology and make sure everything's working. During the breaks, people tend to often meet at a number of places around the complex. The main one is the Dolphin Rotunda, which is a huge fountain in the middle of the Dolphin Hotel. It's kind of that's the main meeting place. There's lots of sofas there, lots of places to meet up with friends. So always good to look out for people there and to try and make some contacts. And then in the evening on the Monday, there's a showcase, which is where all the sponsors can show off their wares, and you can have a look around, see what they've got to sell. And I think there's normally a buffet and so on going down there, so you can get some food as well. And then typically, when the main agenda of the day is over, then the kind of social side takes off. So people tend to head for some of the local restaurants, some of the local bars. There's a very famous place for those that have been to Leadsphere before called Kimono's, which is a sushi bar and karaoke. It's always good to head to. And then, bedtime, maybe any time midnight or after. So it tends to be a 7 in the morning till midnight, or 5 days in a row. So yeah, make sure you're well prepared.
Yeah, and make sure that you wear shoes that you can actually walk on.
Indeed. That's always the tip that the ladies come up with, and I can completely understand why. I'll be wearing a Fitbit for my first time at Connect, but for people that have worn that kind of thing in the past, it tends to be a 15,000, 20,000 step day.
Yeah.
And so that gives you a guide as to how much walking and standing you'll be doing.
Indeed. So when, because I know you are not staying on site, I guess, this year.
No, I'm staying in a hotel probably 10 minutes away, trying to keep the cost down this year.
Yeah, so it's not as if you can go up to your room and just relax there for a moment. So if you need to take some time for yourself, or if you just want to step out of all the buzz that's going on, where do you go? What do you do then?
In some ways, it depends on the weather, but if it's a sunny day, it's beautiful to just sit out by the lakeside. There's a lake or two lakes really, between the Swan and the Dolphin hotels, the two hotels where the conference is held. Always lovely to sit there. There's a bar that's outside, around by one of the swimming pools. You can go and sit there. So it's easy enough to get out and, just spend 10 minutes yourself and kind of relax.
There's a lot of buzz going on before the event on Twitter, on Facebook, people telling about what's going to happen, what speakers are going to be there. Do you have anything that you are particularly looking forward to this time?
Oh, there's lots of things. I think, first of all, I really want to say, applause to the IBM team for getting so much buzz this year. It really does feel that there's been more information, pre-announced, and much more awareness of what's going on, which is terrific for those, paying to attend and traveling to attend. It's good to know what's coming up. My favorite thing of the week is probably going to be Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, is going to be presenting. I think that's going to be fantastic for those that have not seen him speak before. They've announced the band that's going to be playing on at the OGS. I forget their name off the top of my head. Maybe we can look at the show notes, but they should be good as well. Oh, what else is there? The party is going to be good this year. They changed the date and the time. That's normally on the Wednesday evening. That's now going to be on the Tuesday evening. But that's at the Hollywood Studios Park in Disney. So that's going to be fun to see. But yeah, just generally, every year it's weird because it's kind of a bit the same and a lot has changed. It's still the same low sphere we've always been to, and yet it changes every year. And sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but generally it's always good to see change happening. It's never the same conference twice, and so I'm just looking forward to going and getting some surprises and seeing what's different this year.
I can completely understand that. And I would have to say that I would really love to go to that keynote by Scott. It will certainly be something to be following in the weeks after the conference to see how much of that leaks back into the comics.
Yes, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, another question that I have for you is there anything that you're going to be taking to Orlando that is absolutely essential, basic element for your Connect survival kit? Something that you cannot go without during the Connect week?
Well, the funny thing is that almost every year I forget something fairly significant. And there's only one thing I've ever stopped myself at the airport, gone and got my credit card and gone and bought before I even boarded the plane. And that's my iPad. I think it was probably the first year I was traveling with an iPad to Lotusphere. I managed to leave it behind, got to Manchester Airport and just thought, I can't do the conference without it. And so I went and bought another one at that stage. So I think mobile devices are probably the key piece. But right?
You have multiple mobile devices. So just give us an idea here. How many apparatuses are you going to be carrying?
It's going to be a few. I think I'm traveling with two laptops, an iPad, a phone, and plenty of other things besides. But no, I think tablets have really taken over as conference devices, and I completely understand why. Carrying a 15-inch laptop or 17-inch, in my case, around with you for the whole conference, particularly if you carry cameras and that kind of thing as well, is a lot to lug. So just traveling with an iPad or some other kind of tablet makes perfect sense. The Wi-Fi over the years has got much, much better. There's no promises there, but I'm hoping it's going to be good again this year. If you can stay connected through the conference, it just makes such a difference, particularly if you are a social person, if you want to be Twittering and Facebooking and so on through the week. It's great to have that with you. A camera actually is a key piece for me, and obviously for many people that's now their mobile phone as well. But and Febco, I know you've always been hot on carrying a camera to connect as well, but it's awful to come away from a really great week there and feel that you've got no kind of capture of what went on, whether it's the people you met or the sessions you saw or whatever, and so make sure you carry a decent camera around with you, and ask other people to take photos of you at Connect, particularly if there's good people you meet, friends and so on. Make sure you get some photos while you're there. It's something I always regret not doing more.
Do you use any of the social media also to post those pictures? Do you use Instagram or Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, I'm an Instagrammer, although not as much as some other people are. But yeah, Instagram is a big thing, and I'll post the old one to Facebook and other places. But yeah, Instagram is the key one for me.
Well, if people want to get in touch with you or see those pictures that you are going to be posting, where can they find you online?
I'm not quite as ubiquitous as some other people are in terms of their username, but it's generally Stuart McIntyre. So Stuart and McIntyre is McIntyre. So that's my ID on Twitter, on Instagram, and on many other networks besides. You can also catch my blog, which is at stuart-mcintyre.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, and have a great week next week. We will certainly be following you online. I will, for sure. And I hope to see and hear a lot about the conference while you're there. So thank you.
We'll definitely try and keep you in touch, Femke. And we're going to miss you there next week. So yeah, but we'll keep in touch and make sure you get all the latest from the conference as well. So thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.